tuning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris tonight in Philadelphia on ABC. ABC Chief Global Correspondent Martha Raddatz with more on what Harris needs to do.
She has to chart her own course and say why she would be different from Joe Biden, at the same time being part of that administration. I would not expect her to come out and say, gee, I'm so sorry, this went wrong. But she has to walk that fine line of explaining why maybe something things didn't go so well. Afghanistan certainly comes to my mind.
No open mics, no props on stage, and no studio audience. An Israeli strike on an Israeli-designated humanitarian zone in Gaza has left 40 people dead, 60 wounded. Israel says Hamas militants were hiding there. Over 140 Ukrainian drones targeting multiple regions in Russia, killing at least one. And Pope Francis celebrating Mass in Timor-Leste, the most Catholic country per capita in the world after the Vatican. This is ABC News. As Google faces a new antitrust lawsuit in the U.S., the company has lost its final appeal in the EU against a $2.7 billion antitrust fine. A new look at the effect of the pandemic on the brains of teenagers. ABC's Rhiannon Alley on research that spanned 6 years.
The study found COVID-era lockdowns ended up aging teenagers' brains faster than the usual rate, more than 4 years faster than usual in girls, compared to just over a year faster in boys. They found lockdowns contributed to an increase of anxiety, depression, and behavioral disorders, causing their brains to mature faster. The same type of accelerated brain aging has been documented in teens who've suffered severe trauma, stress, and neglect.
And a robot today starting a 2-week mission
Federal
to try
prosecutors
to pull
allege
out
Dallas.
A robot today starting a 2-week mission to try to pull out the first sample of the melted nuclear fuel out of the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. I'm Terry Bell.
Both polls put Harris's lead inside the margin of error. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin later this week. Walz will appear at different political events in Wausau on Friday night, then stump in Superior on Saturday afternoon. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Donald Trump spoke to a rally in central Wisconsin over the weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't play him until he's ready.
First of all, he's got to get cleared. And until he gets cleared, those conversations don't exist. So we will never put him in a position to mortgage the short term for the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he can't protect himself, we would never do that to him or our football team.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says they'll be challenged defensively.
We're definitely going to see it all. And, you know, I feel good. I mean, to be honest, we did a lot of that in the spring. We did a lot of that in fall camp in particular, saying, okay, we want offensively to take shots. We're going to script some of these things and make sure our guys are being challenged.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
98Q Country.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining
flying through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Thank you. stars than country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, and nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my 2 hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. Can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Hardly breathe. And I'm in, so totally right.
98Q Country.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light, a needle drop on a 45, are the kind of things that only last so long. When the new wears off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say after years of shift work are fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart, those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Cause the new wears off and they get to getting old. Yes, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. Just a t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million other things that I can look at my whole life. A love like that makes a man have second thoughts. Maybe some things last forever after all. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together.
chasing stars. And you're always gonna fly away just because you know.
Kelsey Ballerini there with Peter Pan and 98Q Country. How you doing? We are basking in the last few days. It's more than a few days of summertime. It was, for me anyway, very pleasant yesterday. For some of you, you might be, you know, done with the warm weather. You're ready to move on. You know, we're not moving on yet. We're going to see temperatures at or even a little bit above 80 for a while here. Today might not get to 80, 76, 78, maybe right in that range today. Just a very slight chance of some rain showers lingering. And overnight lows tonight will drop to 59, right, 53 right now. And a pleasant morning. I hope it's a good day for you on this 10th day of September, 9-10 of 2024. Brewers going to be back at it tonight, playing out their last, 18 or 19 games of the season here before playoffs begin for them. They're going to win that division. So we'll cover some of that here in just a little bit. Twice an hour, we'll get you updated on what's going on, news and sports. So let's get that going for you right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris tonight in Philadelphia on ABC. ABC Chief Global Correspondent Martha Raddatz with more on what Harris needs to do.
She has to chart her own course and say why she would be different from Joe Biden at the same time being part of that administration. I would not expect her to come out and say, gee, I'm so sorry, this went wrong. But she has to walk that fine line of explaining why maybe something things didn't go so well. Afghanistan certainly comes to my mind.
No open mics, no props on stage, and no studio audience. An Israeli strike on an Israeli-designated humanitarian zone in Gaza has left 40 people dead, 60 wounded. Israel says Hamas militants were hiding there. Over 140 Ukrainian drones targeting multiple regions in Russia, killing at least one. And Pope Francis celebrating Mass in Timor-Leste, the most Catholic country per capita in the world after the Vatican. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two new polls show a tight presidential race in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of likely voters favor Kamala Harris, while 49% back Donald Trump. Meanwhile, consulting firm Platform Communications finds Harris leading Trump with likely Wisconsin voters 48% to 45%. I'm Terry Bell.
Both polls put Harris's lead inside the margin of error. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz returns to Wisconsin later this week. Walz will appear at different political events in Wausau on Friday night, then stump in Superior on Saturday afternoon. Walz spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest on Labor Day. Donald Trump spoke to a rally in central Wisconsin over the weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A reforestation program needs your help collecting pine cones, and they're willing to pay for them. The state nurseries will pay collectors to bring in these cones, said Joseph Vandehe, Wisconsin DNR forestation team leader at the Wilson State Nursery in Buscobel. We have a network of seed and cone buying stations scattered across the state. Early September is the prime time to collect mature red and white pine cones when the color has just turned brown, but the scales have not yet opened to release the seeds. The state nurseries pay $125 per bushel of red pine cones and $60 per bushel of white pine cones. A bushel is 8 gallons, and experienced collectors can pick a bushel of red pine cones in about 2 to 3 hours when the cone crop is good. White pine cones are larger, so picking a bushel takes about an hour. All seeds must be of natural origin. Trees in your yard are not appropriate for seed harvest. The DNR reserves the right to refuse purchase if the cones don't meet specifications. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't play him until he's ready.
First of all, he's got to get cleared. And until he gets cleared, those conversations don't exist. So we will never put him in a position to mortgage the short term for the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he can't protect himself, we would never do that to him or our football team.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says they'll be challenged defensively.
We're definitely going to see it all. And, you know, I feel good. I mean, to be honest, we did a lot of that in the spring. We did a lot of that in fall camp in particular, saying, okay, we want offensively to take shots. We're going to script some of these things and make sure our guys are being challenged.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American sausage, cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Right now at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall. Shop all the on-trend wardrobe updates you can wear now and keep wearing later, like flowy full-length dresses and easy lightweight layers, like blazers, cardigans, and jackets. And Macy's has great deals on fall updates for every room in your home, like warm bedding and kitchen essentials. Plus, download the app for exclusive savings, inspiration, and more today at Macy's.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s, and then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy, with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
98 Q Country.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, caught up in your
Country. Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to "Give Me Three Steps," "Simple Man," and "Curtis Low." We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our ass, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the green
Green Light Tavern. Well, everybody's gathering his friends, and the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve. And even if we are a bit disturbed. My people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. Oh no, these are my people. Yeah.
AQ Country.
I gave you hell on Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray, didn't care about trying to change. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve.
Russell Dickerson at 98Q Country. We got a busy Tuesday morning. We'll talk a little butternut school info as we do each Tuesday at 7:45. I think we're going to talk a little bit about your money with Mr. Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. I think the folks from North Lakes Community Clinic may even drop in. We'll talk a little bit about your health in the 8 o'clock hour. And then our coaches show today. Coach Morgan, Coach Precor after 9 o'clock. So lots of good local stuff coming your way here on what's going to be a beautiful day. Maybe a scattered shower. Our civic meteorologist indicating possible today, but for the most part, very nice. And temperatures right around 78 or so. Well, Aaron Rodgers got to play his first full game as a New York Jet last night, and it didn't go very well. They played a really good team. You know, the defending NFC champ 49ers on the road. So that would have been a tough one to win anyway. But Rodgers had a couple of moments of looking all right, but looked maybe 40 or maybe a little rusty. You know, had a pick that he threw a little bit behind the receiver. It just seemed like every time Aaron Rodgers made a mistake in that game last night, he paid for it dearly. There wasn't much margin, and a couple players dropped a couple passes. He had a nice touchdown pass also, long pass over the middle. So I think the Jets will be all right, probably be close to, if not a playoff team with him at the helm if he stays healthy. Of course, he got to that fourth play of the game last night, and they're like, here it is. This is the fourth play of the season that it was last year. Like it was going to happen again. So Rodgers survived the game. He's healthy. Let's get some words of wisdom for this Tuesday morning, the 10th of September. We focus on the family.
Here's a tip for a great marriage. Have a hearty relationship agreement. Relationship agreements were a funny plot line in the hit television show, The Big Bang Theory. The lead character is Dr. Sheldon Cooper, a brilliant physicist who is so analytical that his personality and social habits are nearly robotic. In one episode, he enters into a romantic relationship with fellow academic Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler. But because Sheldon disregards human emotion in favor of logic and reason, he creates a relationship agreement, a very detailed relationship agreement. For 31 pages, every nuance of their time together is meticulously fleshed out, from rules that govern handholding to who must render aid when someone gets a boo-boo. The Big Bang Theory is a sitcom, so Sheldon's relationship agreement is ridiculously rigid. But his basic idea, it's a good one. Most couples get married with only their signatures. There are no classes, no preparation, no training. Just two people who hope their feelings for each other will last. And that's why, on average, couples invest more time and money into planning their wedding than they do their marriage. Getting married is easy. A healthy marriage takes effort. Although drafting a detailed contract is a bit much, intentionality is key. The happiest couples become one and move together in the same direction. I know because it's worked for me. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human.
Trinity, difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield and some big, big news going on at Wheelway. Pete, I'm just going to let you fill us in, okay? What do you got going on here?
Huge fall savings going on. We're having our last final year-end sale. You're not going to want to miss it. We got some great deals. Every car is marked thousands of dollars off. Payments as low as $199 per month right now. Sale starts September 17th and ends at 5 o'clock on September 23rd, Monday.
Plus, you got a chance for them to win something else too, right?
Oh, guaranteed winner, $20,000. We want to pay it out. Somebody's going to have in their mailbox a $20,000 guaranteed check, plus many other prizes, as well as many discounts off service.
There's one sitting there in somebody's box, Pete. It's guaranteed. It's there, right?
It's guaranteed. Can you imagine? It's in their mailbox, on the kitchen table, in their car, $20,000 guaranteed winner.
They can always call down to Wheelway.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Have you been out to play our award-winning golf course? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. Our golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. We have three upcoming tournaments. Please stop in for details and to sign up your teams. Our kitchen hours are Tuesday and Wednesday, 4 to 8:30, and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 8:30. We have a wide variety of appetizers, fresh salads and wraps, burgers, and our homemade pizza. We also serve an all-day Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib dinners. We are just a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power, Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
"Shut the front door."
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
98Q Country. Country.
magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be.